Sweetheart, good to see you. How come you sit here alone? Is my useless son not around? He was called by his girlfriend, so he left you alone at his place? So unreasonable. I bet he got that from his good-for-nothing dad. Anyway, don't think of me as rude or anything, but why are you still here when he left? Not that you have to go. I don't mind you here. You are my favorite of his friends, you know? Yes, you are. Always so polite. A real gentleman. And cute on top of it. Now why are you still here? I see. Well, no one forces you to go home yet. But don't be too loud, okay? I can't believe he actually left him here alone. Gosh. Oh, he looked so adorable when I called him cute. A real sweetie. I still can't believe he's single. What do girls look for in guys nowadays when my good-for-nothing son can find a girlfriend before he can? If I were a little younger, though, he does not seem to dislike me. Maybe. Wait, is that his phone? Why did he leave it upstairs? He would not mind me taking a look, would he? Oh, now, if that is not something interesting. Around that time, I got my powers as well. Hey, sweetheart. Do you mind helping me out real quick? It will not take long, I promise. Just come upstairs to my bedroom, please. Oh, I can hear you getting flustered from here. Don't be such a wimp. A lady is calling you to her night chamber. Are you really denying her your help? Come in. So, there you are. Disappointed? I need a man's taste, you see? So, which of these would look better on me? The dresses. The ones on the bed. Oh, sweetheart, you seem so nervous. No need to be. I won't bite. Not yet. Anyway, please help me out, okay? I want to go out tonight. Yeah. So I want to know which of these you'd prefer to see on your date. Yeah, date. You're not sure? Well then, try imagining it. Look at me. If I take this dress and hold it in front of me, you might be able to give me a proper answer. Do you like this one? It's a rather bright color, but I thought it would look great on me. What do you think? Do you agree? Yeah? Then what about this one? It's darker, but a bit shorter. Do you think an old lady like myself would look great in a dress like that? Yeah? Even with it being this short? Here, give me your hand. It would only go as far as this, since it is a rather tight fit. I was thinking you might not realize it. You're touching me? Yeah, so what? I'm sure you want to touch me more, no? I can see your little reaction. Good boy. Tell me, would you like to see me dressed in this? Yeah? Then, how about you turn around and I dress up for you? No need to go outside the room. Just stay like this, okay? And don't turn around before I say so. Not like I need to worry about a gentleman like you, right? You know, I always thought I was too old to get back into dating, you know? I was sure that men like you would never be interested in women like me. Of course, they'd be more interested in women around their age. Maybe women they met at college. I mean, look at my son. Only got eyes for his fellow students. I'm sure a lot of guys your age are like that. And I was never really sure if you'd be someone who'd take notice of an old lady like myself. But I slowly noticed something. You're a bit different from the rest, no? You are less wild. You think before speaking. You're playful, but serious when needed. I caught myself again and again looking at you, thinking about you, dreaming of you. For months, I was trying to keep myself from acting on those impulses. All those feelings built up for you. I was sure I would make you feel uncomfortable, but I heard you talking with him the other day when he asked you why you turned that girl down. I don't know her name, and I think that is for the better after I heard her trying to win you over, that I could not trust you. You said she is too immature and that you're looking for someone who could take the lead. And right there, I was sure I got a good chance for that, no? Compared to the girls you meet in college, I am way more mature than them. Taking the lead? Darling, it is not my first time experiencing this. I can take your hand just like a moment ago. I can lead you. I can make you feel special. That is what you want, yeah? I know this is all a bit much. I know you are sensitive, and this is probably stressing you out a bit. But I wasn't really able to suppress these feelings any longer. This house is so much brighter with you inside. So I had a good plan. I text that girlfriend of my son's. She should call him outside. And knowing him, I knew he'd fly towards her in an instant. Oh, no worries. He doesn't know why. She knows, but no need to stress out over that. For now, all I want for you is to turn around. Are you allowed? Sweetheart, did you hear what I was just talking about? So, turn around. Good boy. Now, how does it look? Is it too short after all? Shh. Everything is fine. No need to run away. I want you to look at me. It's all right. Give me your hand again and I'll lead you. Thank you, sweetheart. There. Isn't it much more comfy on the bed? I won't let you go before you tell me what you think. Do you think I'm looking good in these? Do you think I'm hot? I know your body already answered that for you before, but... Oh, you poor thing. Is your brain starting to fry? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let me kiss your forehead so it stops hurting, okay? Mwah. There you go. Feeling better? Just a nod? Did you lose your words, mister? Good boy. Now then, since you're already in bed, and I know how honest your body can be, how about I help you relax a little? Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Did you think of something else? I'm sorry, but I am a proper lady after all. There's no way I would do that with you today. Not when you're this nervous. Sorry I was teasing you. But whenever I do, you get so flustered that I just can't stop myself from teasing you more and more. Lay your head in my lap, okay? I learned something really interesting today. You see, you shouldn't leave your phone lying around if you have no password in it. I wanted to bring it downstairs as it started to unlock, and I saw the last video you watched. ASMR, huh? Never thought you were the type of guy to be interested in it. Not that I hate it. I think it's cute. And with how sensitive you can be, I'm sure this will be fun. You? Helpless in my arms? I love the idea of that. So just relax and let me play with your hair. Good boy. Now that you start to relax a little bit, you still need to give me an answer, no? On what question? Sweetheart. Don't test my temper, okay? I had to hold back already last summer when you and my son decided it'd be a good idea to have a barbecue in our garden and all these women were circling you. I noticed how uncomfortable you were with them. I wish I could have just grabbed you back then and told them off. Stay away from my sweetheart. But back then, there was no way I could have done that. It hurt me. A lot. But now that you know about me, know about my feelings, I need nothing but an answer. And I won't let any of these annoying bucks scatter you around anymore, okay? So, what is it? Yeah? Are you sure? Because if you keep looking away and not in my eyes, I cannot be sure how sincere you are. And that's what I thought. Good boy. Now then, let's start with the ASMR. I got nothing much on me since I learned about this just today. But next time, I have all the quirky little tools ready for you. The power of a working adult out of college. No. You got no say in this, mister. It's not money I spent on you. It's money I spent so both of us can get closer. And I really want to be closer to you. Don't you think the same? Good. Then, is there anything in particular that you'd want me to buy? You're not sure? If you want, we can check out some tools together afterwards. Do I not have a date later on? You really. You are such a delight. You hear me? I can't. You still thought that was true? After me basically confessing to you? You thought I'd kick you out of my bed for another man, sweetheart? I would not lay you out of this bed for the rest of eternity if that would be possible. But since that is not the case, I will stay patient and just wait for your return. But for now, let's not talk about you leaving. Let's just have some fun. Just you and me, together in my bed. Doesn't that sound good?